I mean, if the incarnation shows us nothing else, it shows us that with God all things are possible. That whatever we're facing, whatever we're burdened with, God is able to do beyond what we can even ask or think. Now let us get into a place where if we really believe this, then what would that allow us to think God may do in our day? I think of the words of Chalmers, Thomas Chalmers, how he said, "Whatever your vision, it's too small. However great your vision, it's too small." Chalmers was a man of vision. And what he accomplished is quite hard to believe, that one man could be so instrumental in driving forward the kingdom of God to the extent that he did. And then you ask the question, well, what kind of a man was he? What did he believe? Well, he believed things like this. However great your vision, it's too small. Well, Chalmers, what's the foundation for such a statement? Seems ludicrous. No, it's not. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I'm not going to limit God. I'm not going to begin to say that He can only do this and go no farther. I want to believe Him for things that are great. Because of Christ's kingdom, there shall be no end. Why should I therefore put a limit to it? If the Lord Jesus Christ is spreading His name through the nations, if it's His heart to gather in the lost, if He wants all glory to be brought to His name, why should I put limits on it? We need to get in our hearts the fact that the God that we claim to believe and bow before when we pray has put it in His Word. Not merely through implications by saying, well, look, He's able to do anything because He made the worlds. We might draw this text by implication from things like that. But in case we would miss it, it's right there in black and white. With God, nothing shall be impossible.